right, checking stories cross country. A North Carolina man survived 4 days in the Utah desert after breaking his leg on a solo hike. Wayne Richard says that he lost his footing and fell 10 feet into a canyon. He then managed to drag himself 5 miles back to his car. Eventually, a helicopter spotted him and got him straight to a hospital. And check out these amazing pictures of waterspouts along Lake Michigan. Dozens of funnel clouds were spotted, but there were no reports of any damage or injuries. And in Reno, Nevada, more than 400 people attended a memorial service for the victims and families of that deadly air race crash that killed 11 people. Reno's mayor says it was a chance to show support for the victims and everyone related to them. Well, tomorrow at UC Berkeley, campus Republicans are holding a bake sale. And if you're white, you're going to pay a lot more for your cookies than a black woman. The point? SB 185, the California bill that would allow race and ethnicity to once again be factors in student admissions. We're going to get to the politics in just a minute. But first, here's what the suites will cost you. If you're white, $2. If you're Asian, $1.50. Latinos, $1. Hold on, it gets cheaper. 75 cents for African Americans, 25 cents for American Indians. And women, well, guess what? We get a 25-cent discount. And on campus, young Dems and Republicans are going at it.
The pricing structure is there to bring attention, to cause people to get a little upset, but it's really there to cause people to think more critically about what this kind of policy would do in university admissions.
The way that they made the statement, the words that they used, the fact that they humorized and mocked the struggles of people of color on this campus is very disgusting to me.
Joining us now, CNN political analyst Roland Martin, also CNN contributor Will Kane. All right, Roland, it's satire. Good way to make a point or not?
Hell no. These guys are idiots. But you know what? This has been happening for like 15 years, making these ridiculous points. But here's what I find to be interesting. They are very quick to say, oh, no preferences. But guess what? None of them will say a word about legacy. If your mama or your daddy went to the school, we're going to hook you up and help you out. In 2004, I questioned President Bush about this very issue, and he owned up to saying legacy should not be used in college admissions. Let's see college Republicans tackle that. I bet you they won't. They don't have the guts to do it.
Will?
You know, the outrage of this bake sale strikes me as unforgivably irrational, Roland. It's like being mad at the thermometer for telling you that it's hot. This is about whether or not the state should be using racial preferences, whether or not the state should be embracing racial discrimination. And this bake sale, I think, is a brilliant piece of satire to draw attention to that much more malignant, that much more offensive state law that California is considering.
So
actually was much more offensive, Will, is white privilege. Okay, when you have these same college Republicans, and I've debated many of these guys when it comes to affirmative action, white women have benefited from affirmative action more than anybody else. Many of these same people, their mamas, their aunts, their sisters, their cousins. But see, they're likely going to school being funded right now by some mother who's getting a government contract. Oh, but we don't want to talk about that because that might affect mom. But again, we'll address the inequities of legacy. Why is it they like one preference and are quiet about that? But oh, we got a problem with this preference.
I'd happily address that. I'd make 2 points, Roland. First of all, the existence of white privilege or past racial discrimination is unforgivable. That's not something anyone wants to sit here and excuse. But hold on. Now, logically, Roland, is it does not follow that a harm was done to person A by person B, so you'll give a benefit to person C by injuring person D. You understand that? That's what you do today. You exclude students based upon race because you're giving favor to other students based upon race, based upon things that were done 50 years ago. Now, if you're going to tell me there's legacy existing today, what I would tell you there is that that exists in de facto, that exists out there in society, and it's not part of a law that's in place today, and you don't cure that by embracing racism. You don't cure that by having the state embrace racism.
Roland? So legacy's okay. Preference is okay with legacy. Because see, Will, guess what? If your grandfather went to a university 75 years ago, you get an opportunity to be able to write that down, and you get credit. But my black grandfather couldn't have gone to that university, so I don't get to use that legacy. So you tell me who now has a preference.
Guys, what happened? Guys, what happened to just the most qualified person gets to go? What happened to that? Will?
I think that's a question for Roland here because that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Why don't we just judge students based upon their aptitude and ability? Why not the color of their skin being no factor whatsoever? That's a question for Roland.
Roland, go ahead. Wrap it up.
I'm making the point here is simple. No one talks about the quality or qualify it when it's legacy. My point is, if you criticize one preference, criticize the other. They don't want to. But also, you never hear people talk about qualified whites. It's always a qualified minority. Bottom line is, minority kids are busting their butts to get into school. But if you want to attack preference, attack them all. But don't sit here and cherry pick because you don't want to touch the one that might affect your family.
I'd happily do away with legacy. I'd happily do with legacies and admission in college.
But you just explained it away.
Well, Roland,
okay.
Obviously, this bake sale has triggered the exact conversation that I think everybody wanted. We'll follow.
I think that's right.
We'll see. There you go. We'll see how tomorrow goes. We'll see what raised the most money, and maybe we'll debate that tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Right.